Hello, hello. Good evening, everybody.
Nice to see everybody.
It's a good day for a story.
That's every day, though.
Yeah, I know. Tonight, we finally, I say finally,
We
we are back to picking the books we want to read. Well, it's not like the book we did with Dr. Yang were the books we didn't want to read, but
You
it's just
picked them. What are you talking about?
I picked all those books. Okay. 所以不是说之前跟杨医师联播的时候，那些书我们不想读，也不是，那些书也都是我建议杨医师的，只是说呢，就是。有时候会想要看心情选书啊，对啊，然后那时候如果是讲好，哎，接下来25本就是按照顺序读这25本，就是感觉比较没有 freedom 一点
I
，Yeah，I
like being able to just wander through the library and pick a book.
know，but it's pressure though. You have to spend time to look for a book, and then if we don't have it.
If we don't have it, are you serious?
就是书太多，有时候会不知道选哪一本，对不对
That's true.
？Yeah，
Because you also have to decide, you know, the length of the reading and everything, and the content,
and good books.
And the entertainment
Today,
value.
Darren and I spent about 30 minutes picking a book we want to read tonight. And Darren was being very, your dad was being very picky about it. I was like, this book is fine, this book is fine. And then he was like, but today is the first night
That's right.
we come back with the book of our choice.
That's right.
And then he feels like it has to be a good enough book.
Well, all of them are good enough, let's be honest, or
Yeah,
else we wouldn't read them.
I know. But finally, we picked this one. It's by Liz Klimo.
Liz Klimo, are we starting?
I guess.
Our 12,014 fans?
Well, now let me count.
1,000,
一个 icon 就
2,000,
是
3,000?
两千个粉丝啊，一二三四五六七八九十，所以我们现在里面有2万个人。
And us,
2万粉丝，
20,004 people. That's a
I
lot.
know.
All right.
people.
So, today's Story Life bedtime book is Please Don't Eat Me
by
by
Liz
Liz Klimo.
Klimo.
I don't think the rabbit's voice should be like that.
You don't think so?
Please don't eat me.
No, I think it should be like.
You be the rabbit today.
I'll be the rabbit.
I'll be the bear.
To be honest, I just glanced through the book. I haven't carefully read it yet.
I think the rabbit
That's okay.
I think the rabbit should be just like this, like very fast.
No, you gotta read so the audience can hear you.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Liz Klimo. Do you know Liz Klimo from anything else, Phoebe?
Oh, come on. If you were here about 5 months ago, we read a book.
Your mom.
By her on Mother's Day,
Your mom. And
your mom,
Your mom.
your mom, yeah. So it's no Liz Klimo. 你刚刚是在考试的意思吗？
I'm throwing you a softball, you see.
Oh yeah, that's too
Yeah.
easy.
Okay.
Who doesn't know Liz Klimo in
啊
this room?
Maybe several
你没有
people
听
don't.
到？你们有听到我们母亲节特辑吗？没有没关系，去 podcast 找好不好？podcast 那一集超长的，因为我们念了一本 Liz Klimo 写的有关妈妈的书，那一本书我真的觉得讲中超多妈妈的心声。
Okay,
Yeah.
Liz Klimo, what else does she normally do though? She doesn't normally write these long books. She normally
Yeah.
does like single frame comics or like one or two frame web comics.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that book of hers that is called like Sad Animal Facts
No,
or
that's not
oh,
hers.
Lobster is the
Lobster's
best medicine. Yeah.
No,
I know.
I remember Sad Animal Facts is hers.
No.
It's probably someone else. Anyway.
Oh, so it's a collection of her comics on newspaper,
Correct.
right?
Well, I don't think she publishes them on newspaper. I think she does it just like a web publishing thing.
Really? Because
Yeah.
the first book I got is like a fun facts about animals. It's her.
It's not.
It's like sad and interesting facts about animals or whatever. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, anywho, I thought it was by her.
Liz Clemo, she does a bunch of web comic stuff.
Okay.
And
then they collected them and put them into a book.
I'm pretty sure she did, but yes.
But in the beginning, I thought her work is for adults. But turns
out... It's for everybody.
Yeah, it turns out everyone can enjoy it.
Very seldom there are curse words.
No, there aren't ever.
Yeah, so good for adults and good for kids too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, without
further ado,
Please Don't Eat Me,
okay,
by Liz Clemo. All
right. I think our is that from here.
Would you like to be the rabbit? I need a rabbit voice, Phoebe.
I want to be the rabbit.
Okay, if Desmond wants to be the rabbit.
Can you read clearly and loudly so everyone can hear you?
And no mumbling?
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, we have a rabbit on this page. What is this rabbit looking at?
A flower.
A wonderful, wonderful flower. I need a page turn. Okay. Apparently we're driving a squeaky bicycle today.
Aw, nuts. Please don't eat me.
Why did this rabbit say aw, nuts?
Because there's a bear. Wow, this bear's really good at hiding.
Yeah.
He's excellent at hiding. This bear can just hide behind like a stick of a tree.
Look at this bear. 等一下, 这只熊到底是很瘦还是很胖?
很胖。
可是为什么这个瘦瘦的树就可以把它整个身体遮住呢?
It's a blue screen. He's very clever.
我们这里有绿幕是不是?
He's a very clever bear.
Okay.
So, go ahead again, Mr. Rabbit.
Please don't eat me.
But I'm so hungry.
Okay, I'll order you a pizza.
I want a pizza.
Beep! So, can I have the last slice?
Not unless you want me to eat you.
Okay, Bear, I got you a pizza. You aren't gonna eat me, right? Right?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a meal without dessert.
Oh, no dessert. 就是感觉一餐没有吃完，有没有这个感觉？ 有的, high five.
So you all are bears.
Yeah. Mm? 就是每一餐最后就是要吃一个甜甜的，你才会觉得啊，accomplished。就要甜甜，甜甜不行，不行，甜甜甜甜甜甜不行，就是学学学学学。对。Number. 就是要最后一个甜甜的，有没有？现在房间里面每一个人都同意。
No way.
They all agree.
I don't believe.
You should believe.
Oh, wow. So now they are sharing a dessert. What is this?
What's that?
Milkshake?
Yeah, some kind of a milkshake.
Yeah.
And they have long, twisty straws. Have you ever used one of these long, twisty straws?
No. I've used a
straw. You have. I bought you those straws when you were little.
Ah. Yeah. You know the worst thing about these straws? Is cleaning them. Because they're always used for things like milky dessert sort of stuff. And you have to clean it out because there's milk inside. So you got to get like a real...
I don't think they ever clean. How are you going to clean it? Just run water through it?
Super hot water, I guess, the best you can do.
It won't clean, though. Ah. The mildew and everything would just be there. But anyway.
Mildew?
Anyway, rabbit.
Okay, bye.
Wait. I still need to eat you. My friends will make fun of me if I don't.
Oh.
Look at this rabbit.
You can't like a rabbit.
This rabbit's like...
What's that?
It's like, are you serious?
无奈。这是无奈的表情. What, how do you call that face in English?
It's not that... disbelief? What is it?
Are you serious? Like, come on.
Like,
yeah. So the bear said he needs to eat the rabbit. Or his friend would make fun of him. So what is make fun of somebody?
嘲笑。
Do you make fun of your friends?
Sometimes.
Do you make fun of each other?
Yes.
All the time.
I get.
Well, making fun of someone is actually showing you are good friends with them.
But
you don't make fun of a person if
there
you...
There are two kinds of make fun. One is like real, like, oh, haha. You're so lame. And one is just joking around.
Mm-hmm. One is like a light, we call it a ribbing. R-I-B-B-I-N-G. Like you give somebody like a light ribbing where, you know, you're just messing with them. They know you're not serious.
Like what you do to me all the time.
No, I'm always very polite with you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like you never make fun of me.
I would never do anything of the sort.
Has your dad ever made fun of me?
Always a gentleman.
Right. Yeah, right.
Okay, now. So over here, we have a picture of a bear with a rabbit in its mouth.
And he has a bunch
so,
of spit on
do you think this bear is actually eating this rabbit?
No.
No. So, they're pretending in front of the other bears, right?
Yeah.
So what's this rabbit going?
Oh no, I am being eaten. What a bummer. Ouch.
Yeah, he's really playing it up, huh?
So the rabbit is pretending?
He is.
Okay.
Oh no, I am being eaten.
What a bummer.
Are Ouch. You really going to say what a bummer as you're being eaten?
Okay, are we good now?
Oh, those guys weren't my friends.
What?
Who are his real friends?
Teddy bears.
The teddy bears. Are we serious here?
Yeah. So 他真的朋友是那些娃娃熊，好好笑。 Looking good, man.
He's even waving to them.
Yeah.
Now I'm leaving.
Can I have your foot first? I hear a rabbit's foot is lucky.
Is that a saying?
Yeah.
A lucky
rabbit's foot, yeah.
I thought it's the fur.
It's the foot.
It's the foot. A rabbit's foot, yeah.
So if you have... Okay, what's the expression?
It's just a lucky rabbit's foot. Like you literally... Some people will have the foot of a rabbit as like a keychain or some sort of luck charm that they have.
Like the turkey's bones.
Like a wishbone?
Yeah, the wishbone, like you bend the turkey's bones and you get a bigger half means you are the lucky one.
Well, that means you get to make a wish. That's why we call it the wishbone.
So that's the wishbone.
That's correct.
The wishbone is
also... The wishbone's a Y shape, yeah.
Yeah. So, there's actually a phrase called a lucky rabbit's leg. Foot.
It's not a phrase. I'm telling you, it's very quite literal. People will literally kill a rabbit... Literally cut off its foot and then keep the foot of the rabbit because
what kind of people do that? That is so cruel.
It's just weird.
Is it a tradition? Is it common?
I've never heard of it. It's not common, but it's a thing.
Well, okay, it's
I've seen stranger things. Let's not go too far.
Okay. I know, but it's just hard. Have you read about it in the book?
Lucky rabbit's foot, but do people make fake lucky rabbit foots like it's like fur outside?
Yes, some people do that, but then it's real rabbit fur, so it's kind of
okay.
Or maybe they can use plastic fur.
Mm. All right. Anyway, rabbit, you're up.
So, but first, I really have a question about a rabbit's foot. Why do you think a rabbit's foot would be lucky?
Because the rabbit is fast or something. I don't know.
So if you can catch a rabbit and cut off its foot.
That means
you are very lucky.
You are lucky. So it's like evidence of your own luck as opposed to having
the
lucky charm?
I don't think it's luck. It's like skillful. You must be a good hunter.
You can just get a gun, bang.
Well, I'm sure the idea of a lucky rabbit's foot came from before there were guns.
Yeah.
You see, back when it was actually difficult to catch a rabbit, instead of go down to the rabbit's foot factory and get one.
But my question is, you are asking this question, do you have an answer to it, or you're just asking?
I'm just asking the universe here, just throwing out questions.
Yeah, universe.
See what kind of answers come back.
现在是房间里面看有没有人知道答案吗?
Sure, if anybody has any good perspectives on this question.
幸运的兔子脚,所以英文有这个说法,叫幸运兔子脚。
But I gotta say, if you are a rabbit and you got caught and killed... Clearly, the rabbit is not the lucky one here, right?
Yeah.
So, I don't think it's the foot of the rabbit that would be lucky, because that's an unlucky rabbit, isn't it?
You could just cut your own foot off.
That's a terrible plan.
Because you caught a rabbit and you're lucky, so you could chop your foot off because you're lucky. And then you use it as a keychain.
That sounds like dumb.
I know. <laughs> This is小孩.
I don't know what kind of crazy thinking he's got here. Yeah. Anyway, Mr. Rabbit is over here saying...
Here you go. This is even luckier than a rabbit's foot. It's like way luckier. A rabbit's foot isn't even lucky. No way. Not one bit. Okay. Toodaloo.
What's he given this bear?
A four-leafed clover.
A four-leafed clover. Four-leaf. Mm. We have another name for this. Would you like to know the name of a four-leaf clover?
Lucky grass. Xing Yun Chao.
Lucky grass.
Lucky grass? It's called a shamrock.
Yeah, that's right, shamrock. 那个 Xing Yun Chao 叫做 shamrock.
Yeah, shamrock.
或是 lucky clover.
Why is it lucky?
Rare.
Because it used to be rare, but now people just breed four-leaf clovers. They're really easy to find.
Yeah.
We went to a restaurant not too long ago, and they had like a whole pot full of four-leaf clovers growing outside. Do you remember?
Oh, you remember?
I don't.
It was something like somebody's Miami Day.
Oh, it's in Jiayi. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, this bear. This is me. Wait, are you sure I shouldn't eat you? I mean, you did burrow through my lawn earlier. That was pretty rude.
For crying out loud.
Burrow. Do you know what burrow is?
Dig.
Like animals dig underground to make tunnels is a burrow, right?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Mm. Okay. So, now they're making signs together. What signs do these animals need to put up on the walls over here?
Do not burrow. This means you, bunnies.
Oh.
I think the writing sound should be.
So, 熊叫他们不要在他家挖洞就对了.
That's right.
挖地道.
Uh-oh. And here's the important, difficult bit here. What are they doing here?
Planting grass.
Why are they planting grass?
Because the rabbit
burrowed through the
ground, and so the grass.
The grass is all messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now the bear is just watching this rabbit fix the lawn. He's like, Yep.
One wrong movement.
That's why you're gonna hit him with the shovel. It's like golfing. Whenever you go golfing and you mess up the grass, you're supposed to fix it before you walk away.
Really?
True story. It's called fixing your divot.
Divot?
Divot. D-I-V-O-T. If you go and you chop like a big chunk of grass out of the ground, you're supposed to go get it and like stomp it back into the ground where you messed it all up.
Oh.
It's considered golfing courtesy.
Okay, before you move on to the next spot.
Correct, yeah.
Wow.
It's also considered...
How do you know that you don't play golf?
I've played a round or two in my life, but you know.
All right.
Are that actually grass seeds?
Where do you think grass comes from, Desmond?
They come from eggs.
不信.
如果这个骗得到你，我真的不知道是。
Plant eggs are called seeds.
But the thing is that where did the first grass seed come from?
That's a long, long question right there.
Where do the seeds come from? The grass.
Have you ever seen really long grass? Like on...
Oh, yeah.
And at the very top, it looks just like an exploding firework of little things. Those are grass seeds.
Yeah.
Or have you ever seen a rice farm?
Yeah.
Rice is a kind of grass. And so every time you eat rice, you're eating grass seeds. True story.
Yeah.
Or every time you eat bread, you're eating grass seeds.
It's a kind of seed.
Mm.
Some seeds are yummy.
That's true.
Okay. See ya.
Wait.
Fine. That's it. Just eat me already.
Wow, the rabbit gave up.
He just can't deal with how annoying this bear is, I think. Uh-huh. He just won't let him go.
Mm-hmm.
Stomp.
What's this rabbit? Desmond throwing out sound effects.
他推一个碗过来, 然后呢, 他把自己躺在碗上面. Looks yummy. 欸,好可爱哦,怎么会这么可爱?
It's a rabbit salad.
Yeah, 你看他躺下来的那个样子, 他手还, his arm, or its arm is just hanging on the side. 心不甘情不愿的样子。
He's just letting fate decide.
太可爱了。
And the bear is looking and deciding.
And the bear said,
I don't want to eat you. I like you.
Are you kidding? Then why did you put me through all of that?
Put me through all of that? What is that? If you say, put someone through all of that, 中文你们会怎么说?
Do something.
中文。 如果说这个rabbit说, then why did you put me through all of that?
很难说，就是中文很难说的，就搞一堆事情给我做。对，就是意思就是说。
你干嘛还搞那些有的没有的之类的？Why? No, it's like, 你为什么对我那么麻烦?
Just something. He's got all those troubles and things to go through.
你干嘛让我这么麻烦之类的？嗯哼。哦， 你为什么要搞这一出来烦我之类的？你为什么要搞这一出？
What's that?
一出就是 like a show of something. 一出戏。所以现在有一种很流行的用法，就是你这是哪一出，在演哪一出。 你现在这个在演哪一出? Like, which show?
Which show are you pretending to be from here?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want you to leave. I like hanging out with you. I don't have many friends. And besides, didn't we have fun?
Yeah, I suppose we did.
So they have fun together.
So this bear and rabbit have decided to be friends now, huh?
Yeah.
Aww, how cute. Now they're hugging.
With the heart around a bear hug.
It's a bear hug. Ah!
Wait. But the rabbit isn't really hugging.
Uh-huh.
He just...
Well, he's got those tiny little arms. What?
What's the bear hug joke here? It's a bear hug.
You know when you put somebody in a bear hug, it just means like you hug them really tightly.
Oh, 熊抱啊, 我们中文叫熊抱啊。
We call it a bear hug, yeah, okay.
I guess it's from English.
Or maybe it's from Chinese.
熊抱一个, 就是你这样子很大力把整个包围在里面, 就是熊抱。 So I'm gonna give you a bear hug.
That's right.
So 我会把你整个就是抱在里面这样。 所以, if you're small, you can give people bigger than you a bear hug.
You can try.
Yeah, it will be more like a rabbit hug.
Well, the bear hug mostly has to do with like the intensity of your hugging, you know?
就是要那种要整个把你扑上去的那个, like you are gonna just hump on them, right?
Well, like leap on them or just smother them, yeah. Like a little kid can give your leg like a bear hug. And just really like, rah! And squish you, yeah.
很大力。 就挤你，然后抱你这样。
That's right.
Okay, so they can bear hug. A kid can bear hug my leg.
Sure, yeah.
Your leg is the size of my waist.
That's right.
So, what should we do now?
Well, I am starting to get a little hungry.
What?
Ah, nuts.
So what do you think is going to happen now?
The bear's going to eat a rabbit.
Or maybe they're going to have to order pizza again. And this rabbit's just going to keep losing money until he's out.
I know.
Then he's going to get eaten.
Yeah. I like Liz Klimel's books because all of the animals in her book, they just have a very friendly and funny and humorous relationship, right?
One of the things I really appreciate about her characters and the art based around them is that she does a good job drawing the personality of that animal.
Yes.
And her characters as that animal have like
its own
problems related to being that animal.
Yeah.
So like all of the bears that she draws or uses always do bear things and have bear issues.
Yes.
Whereas porcupines have their own thing going on too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that book with all the animals and they...
Roland, go get it.
Is it downstairs?
Is it Lobster is the Best Medicine? Is it...
No, it's like the first day of school.
Oh.
And then First Day Critter Jitters.
The book is called First Day Critter Jitters?
Yeah.
I really don't think that's the
name. Is it Liz Klimel? What are you talking about?
This Klimel's books, that day was the very first one. I still remember the day I bought that book. I bought her first book at the Elite in town. And then when I bought that book, I said, yeah, finally, a comic book for adults. Like, it's not like a picture book. Like, it feels like it's more adults. Like, those, like,
what's it called? Comics. Like, we're in this book.
And then I remember I brought it home, and the boys enjoyed it more than I did. Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't be a first time.
Sad Animal Facts?
I really think Sad Animal Facts is by her.
I'll go check right now.
Go get it.
All right. Go get it.
Run. Run, run.
But anyway, Liz Klimo 的书啊，它里面它有很多各式各样的动物。然后那些动物呢，他们有的问题就是都是这些动物的问题，所以呢，可能就有蛇，然后穿衣服可能会穿不进去，会太小件之类的。
Why? We've got The Little World of Liz Klimo.
Yeah.
We've got Lobster is the Best Medicine.
Can you show me the images so I see?
The Best Bear Ever.
Yeah. This one.
Lobster is the best medicine, yeah.
Oh, okay, 好啦，那我记住了啦。我一直想的，我想的那本书就是 Lobster is the best medicine.
As opposed to laughter is the best medicine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see, Brooke Barker.
Okay.
Sad Animal Facts is by Brooke Barker. Yeah.
好啦好啦，我儿子记对了。Sad Animal Facts 不是 Liz Klimo. The one I've been thinking about is Lobster is the best medicine. Yeah.所以你看哦，他那本书叫 Lobster， Lobster 其实是龙虾的意思，龙虾是最好的解药。那为什么呢？我觉得 Liz Klimo 很
幽默，
很幽默，他很 smart， 就是他会玩一些这种，比如说他为什么会说 Lobster is the best medicine？ 因为英文有个说法叫 Laughter is the best medicine。那 Lobster 跟 Laughter 就是声音很像。那因为他的书都是围绕着动物，所以他就是 Lobster is the best animal。然后他还有一本书叫 The Best Year
The Best Year Ever, but the bear was on the cover and scratched out year and put in bear.
Yeah,
I think it's one of her. It's either a year of comics done by her or it's like a calendar. I'm not quite sure what
it's
was.
It's not a calendar.
It's not.
Yeah. Best bear ever.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's Liz Klimo tonight.
Daddy, the two main characters of...
Like, there are main characters of the Liz Klimo books.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a bear and a rabbit. Like, they come out the most.
They're
a bear,
pretty
a
frequent.
Rabbit.
Yeah.
Bear, rabbit, and a pig.
Okay.
And a weasel.
She's got a sloth and a dinosaur that appear time to time as well.
Yeah.
And...Porcupine,、mm-hmm. kangaroo, I recall.
Anyway, 他的书可以买，好不好？他的书都还蛮有趣的。That's our story tonight. It's called Please Don't Eat Me by Liz Klimo.
Okay.
Thank you everyone for being in the room with us. Night night, everybody.
Night night. Don't let the pizza bears bite.
I'm still hungry.
No, no. He's still hungry.